This is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. Citizens' councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The citizens' councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, from Washington, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another program in our Citizens Council Forum series. Our guest on today's program, Congressman Dale Alford, a Democrat from Little Rock, Arkansas, and Dr. Alford, before coming to Congress last fall, was a very prominent Little Rock physician and surgeon and a member of the Little Rock School Board. We also have with us today the man who is now president of the Little Rock School Board, Mr. Ed I. McKinley, Jr., a Little Rock attorney. Gentlemen, very happy to have both of you with us today.
Nice to be here.
Thank you, Dick. Good to be here.
I'd like to get this report from you because you probably are the two men in America who are best acquainted with what actually transpires when a school is forcibly integrated. This happened, unfortunately, in Little Rock, and I'd like to ask, if I might, Mr. McKinley, what is the current status of the Little Rock schools?
Dick, most of the high school children, the white high school children in the Little Rock School District are receiving an adequate education. Shortly after the Supreme Court decision last fall, before time for opening the schools, it was apparent that we would not be able to open the schools without integration. So a group of people started the Little Rock Private School Corporation, which resulted in the installation of Rainey High School. That high school now has over 900 students, has been fully accredited, and is doing a fine job. And I might say that the people of Little Rock are most grateful to the fine response that has come from all over the United States. Contributions have been received from all over the United States to help support the work and get this school started on a fine basis. And it is started, and next fall it is hoped that it will be in entirely new quarters, able to handle 1,500 students. Several other, the Baptist organization has started a private school and has done a fine work and is progressing well. There are some smaller private schools in Little Rock, and practically all of the white children are in school. The junior high school level and the elementary school level has not been reached, and they're operating as the public schools of Little Rock.
In other words, the public schools are still operating on the elementary and junior high level.
That's that
only
is correct.
The senior high that was affected by these various court cases and subsequently closed.
That is correct.
So the net result is that the taxpayers of Little Rock have their money tied up in, as I understand it, one relatively new and very fine colored high school and one not quite so new but still quite adequate white high school that are both of them padlocked, as it were.
That is correct. The colored high school, we think, is one of the finest schools in the country. I think if anybody would look the plant over, they would agree that it is beyond comparison. It is as good as any in the city and better than most. But of course, the colored children are not receiving the education that white children are, largely through the fact that the NAACP is more interested in forcing children into schools that they do not desire to attend. They're interested in accomplishing their particular selfish purpose and have no interest in the education of the colored children. That is demonstrated in Little Rock by the fact that an effort was made to start a school for the colored children, but it could not receive the cooperation of the NAACP or their leaders, and the effort was dropped.
I was going to ask Dr. Alford about that. You were on the Little Rock School Board at the time all this was going on, and at the time that the white private high school was being organized, the Rainey High School was being organized in Little Rock,
Dick, I would like to interrupt there if you don't mind. I think Mr. McKinley has made a very pertinent point here, and one that all Americans should study. And that is that if the NAACP is genuinely interested in the welfare of the Negro citizens of this country, then why have they not, instead of spending thousands of dollars on propaganda through various media in this country, why they have not concerned themselves with the welfare of the Negro people of our community? This we have not seen demonstrated in any means whatsoever. And I think that this is one of the most serious indictments that we can make. I have said many times before, not on this program, but on other telecasts, that sincerely, that we believe that the NAACP is an arm of some agency that is using integration in this country not for the welfare of the Negro children of the country, but as a Trojan horse to set one race against another. We in our community are people of goodwill. We have no desire to hinder the progress of any group of individuals, any section of society. We're sincerely concerned with the welfare of all our people. We uphold the rights that are given to all of us under the Constitution of equal opportunity. I made the point some time ago before the subcommittee of the House Judiciary Committee on the hearing on civil rights legislation proposals that you cannot legislate a person's morals. Neither can you legislate the social habits of individuals. You cannot legislate your friends or my friends or with whom we should associate. So we are sincere in our efforts to maintain constitutional government. And I think that we would be amiss today or at this program if we do not make the point that the real issue is not segregation versus integration in the schools, but it is whether or not we continue to have constitutional government in America today, whether the people of a sovereign state still have the right and privilege to run their own tax-supported institutions, or shall we continue to have dictatorship through judicial fiat and rule by man and not rule by law.
Well, now, Dr. Alford, these facts are probably going to surprise a lot of people. Do you mean that the NAACP has done absolutely nothing? It stands for the advancement of colored people, but yet has done absolutely nothing towards providing an education for the Negro students in Little Rock whose public schools were closed by federal court order?
Well, I sincerely believe, and I believe that Mr. McKinley, the outstanding president of the Little Rock Board of Education that is with us here on this telecast, that he will bear me out in this, that we have no information, as far as I know, that the NAACP has concerned themselves with teaching the children or securing schools or in any way being interested in any effort of that type. It seems to me that all that they are interested in doing is to attaining one point, which is obvious.
That is, I think, a minimum statement of it, Dale. I think you can go so far as to say that the NAACP has actually discouraged the establishment of any schools to take care of the Negro children while the Little Rock High Schools are closed.
I understood that a group of white citizens were concerned about what the colored children are going to be doing for an education, and they set about making some plans to provide a private school for Negroes, and the NAACP refused to cooperate.
Well, that is substantially correct.
Well, where does it all lead? What steps are there being taken now, Mr. McKinley, in the reports that might affect the Little Rock schools?
Well, Dick, I don't like to comment about any court proceedings. I think probably that is not ethical to comment on possible court actions. We are still involved in court, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I may say this, that as long as I'm a member of the school board, I will never vote to integrate the schools, because I do not feel that the 1954 decision of the United States Supreme Court is a constitutional decision. And I think, as Congressman Alford has said, the question of integration and segregation is not really the issue. It's the question of states' rights, whether we're going to sacrifice states' rights for socialism.
And it's also a question of whether or not we shall continue to have democratic processes in this republic, or whether or not we're going to have forced integration at the point of the bayonet. If this continues, this type of thing, in fact, we have a police state. We saw it in action. We know that it can happen here.
And they're using segregation and integration to form a smokescreen, to cover up the long-range, more sinister efforts to beat us down the road to socialism. And I think just one example of that is if you look over the list of outside reading books that are required for our high school children. Mm-hmm. Now, those are set up by these accrediting agencies, which is ours, is the North Central Association. Mm-hmm. We have no voice in it, and I dare say that many parents are about like I was. They didn't pay too much attention to it. In a list of over 1,000 books, there's one book by Shakespeare, that's Hamlet.
Mm-hmm.
But there's two books on the life of Mary McLeod Bethune, the notorious colored friend of Mrs. Roosevelt. There are three books on the life of Walter White. There is one book on the life of Jackie Robinson.
And one by Shakespeare.
One by Shakespeare. Time is too short to go into all of that, but there is not a book on the good of the American economic system, but it's all the evils.
Dick, it's high time that the people of America today wake up as to what is happening to us. Our feeling in this matter is one of patriotism. We are Americans, sincerely interested in the welfare of this country. And what we have seen happen to our country, we sincerely believe, we know, will destroy the republic as the founding fathers and framers and adopters of the Constitution intended for the greatest nation on earth.
Gentlemen, I'd like to thank both of you for being with us today. Our guests have been Congressman Dale Alford, a Democrat from Little Rock, Arkansas, and the president of the Little Rock Board of Education, Mr. Ed I. McKinley, Jr., a Little Rock attorney. We'll be back again next week at the same time with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.